السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You
You know
already know
the
the
vibes.
vibes. Oh, now she's joining it. I see.
Now we're getting rid of that.
We're not gonna keep
Cut the
doing this.
audio.
What's up, baby? How's everything?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. How are you doing?
Girl,
How's work?
alhamdulillah, I
Work
can't
is
complain.
working?
First things first, I would like to congratulate the best village in Gambia. I've been telling you guys this.
Oh, you're mad at mine.
I've been saying, yes, babe, let me have my moment. I've been saying this, Gambisara.
But y'all lost the first. Y'all
Gambisara,
lost the
Okuana,
first.
Gambisara. We
Oh,
showed you guys, we gave birth.
yeah, they won the second
Babe, we took the
game.
cup. That's all that
Yeah,
matters.
but I'm
Gambisara for
confused. What
life.
happened to the first one? The
That was a
first.
knockout rounds.
But y'all got knocked out, so
We
why
didn't
did.
get no not stuff like that. That was not knockout. That was qualification rounds.
But y'all have more points.
Yeah,
That's
then
why
the
y'all.
yeah. We scored.
Ciao.
We didn't lose by a lot. We lost by one, and some team lost by four. Sorry for whoever got beat by four, but subhanAllah, that was on one. But then y'all met
Well,
the
anyways, if you're
champions,
not familiar with what
Gambisara.
we're talking about
Bamba Sports.
Bamba Sports, you could check them out on Instagram.
And on inshallah on YouTube, yeah, they
Yeah.
didn't really post that cup game,
Oh,
those
okay.
games though. But just so y'all know, Gambisada took it as I predicted.
Yeah, but welcome, guys. Welcome back to episode number
Seven,
seven. Yeah,
yes,
inshallah.
sir. We outside.
Yes, we're about to be finished with season one, right? Soon, not yet, but soon we'll be done with season one.
Inshallah.
We hope you guys are enjoying the episodes, tuning in, learning a lot, and the feedback that we've been getting has been so amazing. Alhamdulillah. Thank
Yep.
you guys again for always tuning in. May Allah guide us all. May Allah protect us from evil and bless us with goodness. Ameen.
Amina.
Today's conversation, I'll be the host
Okay.
because I'm the one who made up the topic.
Don't do it like that. Why you gotta shout it out like that? But yeah, okay, go ahead. It's her topic.
So, not everybody knows, but we've recently hit year two of marriage. Well, year
Alhamdulillah.
two of living with each other. We've been together for
Four
4 years now,
years.
almost 4 years.
No, four.
Four in November 11th. It's gonna be four. Yeah. So we've
Yeah.
been living together for 2 years, so you know. So, alhamdulillah, we hit year two on August 10th, right? Yeah. So today we're just gonna be talking about some. You know, some updates, not on our merch, but like some things that we learned while living with each other for 2 years, and you know, such and such, right? Things like along those lines. So one of the things I'm gonna start off, baby, you could just bounce back, you know, with your thoughts and ideas. One of the things that I've learned is from the very beginning when we moved with each other, when we moved in with each other, is that it's important for you, like one person, not saying in our relationship in general, but in general, when you move in with someone, the first thing you should always do is set expectations. How you want to be in day one, start in day one and keep it consistent, right?
I feel like that with that's
Mm-hmm.
also a thing that while you're in the stages of talking or whatnot, you let him know what you're looking forward to. Oh, I would like if you would do like, do you mind doing this as a husband? Let's say, for example, cooking sometimes. And if the guy says yes, okay. If he says no, now when you ask him to cook and he says no, you can't be like, wait, but no, you know what I mean? He already told you from the jump. Then I feel like sometimes it's like with some people, they were like, oh my God, wait, you say, you'd be like, oh, you can't cook. I don't want to cook. Okay, no problem. I still like you. And then they get married. Can you cook something for me? No. Why you can't cook something for
Right,
me?
that's very
Am I
true.
not special? You know, but he
Yeah,
already told
sure.
you from the jump, he don't cook.
But in terms of, you know what I was talking about, like for example, when you move in with someone, right? If for example, my husband is used to, for example, leaving the toilet seat up, right? When you move in with your husband, you should set the expectation from the first day, put the toilet seat down, right? So now it's a reoccurring thing. But don't allow him to keep the toilet seat up for 5 months. And then you'll be like, oh, can you put it down? It's never gonna, well, eventually, you know, your partner will get along with it and, you know, probably put the 20K down, but it's gonna take work because that's not what you expected since day one. But also, like, in terms of, for example, as a woman, if you want to dress up for your man, right, start that from day one because it'll just be easier because you already started it. It won't be harder for you to do it as versus like 8 months into the relationship where you guys are living with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
I
don't
get
think,
what
I
you
don't
mean.
know if that makes sense.
Yeah, pretty much what you're saying is the standards that you started with, just continue it and make
Right.
sure.
Or how you want your relationship to be,
Yeah.
start with it.
So, but with that also, it's like because some people, you grow and then you start
Definitely.
to get better in things. Like some people, maybe, oh, like the whole dressing up thingy. Maybe in the beginning they didn't think of it as important. Then they
Definitely.
learn something. Oh, religiously, that's a good thing to dress up
Yeah,
for your
I'm not
husband.
saying those terms are bad, but like if you know already this is what I want to do in my marriage, do it from day one. Of obviously, like as the marriage goes on, you do new things, you learn new things, right? You want to be a different person, you want to be a better person. Okay, then you start from when you learn that until on, right? But you don't know everything. But what I'm saying is that start set expectations from the jump, right? Don't be lazy with that because that's what causes like, backlog and stuff like that.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's something that I've learned, at the 2 year mark of our marriage is that I wish that I set certain expectations in the beginning. I mean, not saying it's too late now. We're only a year in, but it would have been way easier if I would have did that at the beginning, What about you? What are some things, what is one thing you learned so far?
Within the 2 years of marriage is all about patience and understanding each other, and I gotta listen more.
But yeah, I said one thing.
Listen, you know me,
You
I'm gonna
can pick
hit
any
you.
one of those and talk about that.
So I'll say the patience part, that's like the key to a successful marriage, because if you're not patient, she's not patient, it ain't gonna last. So one of you have to be like, what they say, what's that term? Damn it, I forgot the name, the term. There's a term.
What term?
One of them gotta be the big guy? No. You don't know the term?
I'm not gonna know a term. You just
Here's
say
the
the
term.
term.
Think outside of, no, it ain't think outside the box. That's not the term. Hold up, wait a minute. Yeah. The bigger person. One has to be the bigger person in a marriage. Like, for example, I would say,
And who do you think it has to, out of the woman and the men, who has to be the bigger person most of the time?
most of the time it's the guy, but there's moments where the woman
Yeah,
should.
definitely.
But because like if you see a husband is going through a long day of stress and whatnot, like he, because obviously we're already stressing when we at work, doing all these hours, you know what I'm saying? Trying to make a living for us, for the family. Not saying that the sisters don't
No,
work,
I'm dying right now because these men be thinking, they be acting like they are war at their jobs. Like, bro.
Sweetheart, it's not even that. Like every day in society alone, a lot of men deal with a lot. Like you always told, we gotta be strong. You can't be emotional. You gotta be like this. You gotta be like that, right? So already, we're in that mentality always, right? So our hope is when we're home with our wife, we could be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? We could be a little bit more emotional. We could tell her how we're feeling, because normally we don't speak on how we feel. Like I could go through something crazy throughout a whole day and I'll be quiet about it and you won't even know, and I'll come home smiling, you would not know. But if when I'm opening up, letting you know something is up, like, oh, I don't want like a back and forth fish on something, you know what I mean? Like that day, just let your husband chill, you know what I'm saying? You be
Yeah,
the bigger person. He does something wrong, let it rock, because he's going through a lot,
I
you know.
mean, the thing with that, you have to communicate too, because sometimes I feel like the men might expect their wives to know that they're going through so much, but you guys never communicate
No,
sometimes.
I feel like that's not really the guys mainly, to be honest. I feel like that's the sisters.
Really?
I'm not gonna lie. Like, yeah, be thinking we could we should know what y'all thinking in your head. Like, read my
That's true.
mind.
That's true.
A lot of sisters is not, but
No, I'm not
that's.
saying sisters don't do it too, but there is points where like a man might have an extremely stressful day but doesn't open
Yeah,
up about it.
exact. Because that's what I'm saying. You got to give him the space to open up about it.
What do
You
you
have
guys
to give
think
him the
about that?
room.
I agree that you have to give him the space and
Yeah.
the comfortability to open up about it,
Exactly.
but life is not perfect.
No, but it's not about
You
it being
can't expect
perfect.
all the time for the room to be comfortable for you to open up.
No, babe, that's not it. It's like, okay, obviously you can tell when your husband is happy or not when he's going. Like, if you're really paying attention and really watching him, you really can tell because his mood is offish. Okay, when you see him like that, this is advice to the sisters. If you see his mood is a little bit offish, don't come at him like, yo, why you got an attitude? Because you're not fixing anything. If anything, you're giving the guy more of a headache. You get what I mean? So you come to him, sweetheart, is everything okay? Do you want to talk? Like, or if anything, if he doesn't want to talk about it, you try to make his day easy because you notice, okay, he's not having a good day. So maybe when you give him that room, like, you, let's say, for example, you take out his yigande, his rice or his food. Right? Normally you don't do that, but you do that. That day he gonna open up to you way more than ever. Because it's something, like, you just do something, a nice gesture that will make him a little bit more comfortable. Because, you know, it is hard for us to always talk about what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? Although I'm very talkative, so. But that's something I learned, you know what I mean? Is obviously the patience and the person, you need that comfortability.
Yeah, definitely.
With each other. Same for the sisters, too. Not only because the brother, you got to make sure your wife feels comfortable and trusts you. You got to be her safe space as well. You know, but I'm just saying that mainly because a lot of us brothers in society were told not to speak of our emotions and whatnot. So, yeah, that's something I learned. Like, listen more.
Yeah.
I just mixed this whole thing up.
No, I took.
I was all over the place. I am sorry.
Talk about listening to a different one.
Huh?
Wait about the listen. Don't explain that yet. But I do agree about the patience. Though it's so easy for people to be like, marriage is work. Marriage is patience. But you never really understand how to go about it until you're in the marriage yourself.
Yep, 100%.
And like, I remember somebody told me that, like, one of my friends told me once, if I'm having difficulty about something, make dua right then and there about it. That helps me a lot, to be honest.
Okay.
Or if I'm worried about something, make dua about it right then and there. That helps me a lot. Usually, like, you know,
it calms your mind down. I should try that. That is something good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And always, as a married couple, just know you're a team.
Right, it's you guys against the problem.
Yeah.
Not you guys against each other.
Yes, exactly. That's the mentality I both gotta have. Because I know some people tend to, like, have moments where the wife will say something and you'll think, oh, she's trying to come at me. You know, because us brothers, some of us, we do have an ego. So we'll
that's
be like.
That's something else to talk about. We'll continue.
Huh?
That's something else to also talk about.
Okay, yeah. Like, some of us do have an ego that, or a pride that we like, nah. But that's not the case, brothers. Like, don't let your ego get the best of you.
What do you think about egos? Can you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Us? Don't let your ego get the best of you because it'll get you in more problems than.
Do you think a man should have an ego?
On some particular things, not on everything.
Like,
though.
Give me an example where an ego is good because I honestly don't know.
Wait, hold up. Let's get the definition of ego first. What is ego?
Let me search it up.
I'm so sorry. I got. Thank you. What did GED get?
Ego.
Yeah. Give me the definition of ego.
Let's see. Your opinion of your... let me read it. It says, someone's ego is their sense of their own worth. For example, if someone has a large ego, they think they are very important and very valuable. He had a massive ego. Never would he admit he was wrong.
Oh, no. Yeah, nah.
What is the real meaning of ego? Your conscious mind, the part of you. Okay, so I guess it's like how high you think of yourself.
Right? I mean, you like confidence?
Too much confidence, basically.
Okay, yeah, so that's not it. I'm talking having confidence in yourself and your abilities. That's not a problem.
But you know, I feel like when you have ego to the point where you... It is. Ego is kind of thing. Ego is kind of this definition where you...
Think you're better than everybody?
Not better, but you're never wrong.
Okay, yeah, not like that. That will cause the ending of a marriage. That right there. Brother, sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes we're not even wrong, but just... Brother, it won't kill you just to apologize.
What the thing say again? You want to be happy?
You want to be right or you want to be... Wait. You want to be right or you want to be happy?
Right.
She said, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? Your choice. You pick the
one.
Poison.
But
I'd
either
rather
way,
be
I
happy.
don't think it's healthy. I feel like especially like African men, like you guys are taught to have an ego. Put your foot down. Do this, da, da, da. You have
Yeah.
to be soft with your wife.
I mean, yeah, but the thing is, a lot of
I'm not saying don't. Don't.
you have to put your foot down
Yes,
because
I'm not
some
saying don't
sisters
do
will
that.
walk all over
Right, I'm
you.
not saying don't do that. But
Yeah.
some guys do it to the extreme, where your wife ends up shutting down from you.
Yeah, because even that, some sisters would say they don't want a guy who they could, like, they kind of like bossy men. I don't know why, but there's some sisters who have a toxic mindset.
No, it's not toxic. They want a man to lead them.
Not even lead. Like, how do I explain it? Like, he will always put his foot down. Like, if you're too nice to them, they feel like, ew, why is he so nice? But you're my wife. I'm supposed to be nice to you.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta treat you better than anybody on earth, if anything, right? But some sisters don't like that. It's like, okay, now what do you do?
Child to each his day own, right? I
Right?
guess that sister's not for you then.
I don't understand it, but I think it is what it is.
But one thing I also learned while being, married at the 2 year mark is, I mean, not particularly for me, but like this is something I thought of like vice versa. I don't know if you would agree with me, but I'm a very clean person. So I know I'm always clean, I'm always taking care of, stuff like
Yeah,
that.
but you notice more now?
Yeah.
Like you feel like you clean, like you're way better now, or
No, not way better. I still do. It's like it's different when you have your own house compared to when you're living with
yeah, you're
your
more on
parents.
it. Like, yo, babe, what is that? No, keep that up. You know
But
what I
it's
mean?
like what I'm trying to say is that the way I'm cleaning, I would like want my partner to match that. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm being conscious of the other person. Especially like for the men, I feel like men need to be conscious of all the cleaning their wife is doing. Right?
100%.
Because a lot of the time the woman is the one taking care of the house, cleaning the house and stuff like that. So does it it's not a good feeling when the wife cleans the house and then she comes to the house and is like
Yeah, she
not
sees
clean.
spots on the floor, like
Right, but
what?
I want the men to put themselves in in their shoes and think, okay, if I just came from cleaning the house and imagine I came and I seen that, would you like that?
For sure not. I
Right.
mean, yeah. Or you could do it like this. For those who used to work in a restaurant or work in a restaurant, you know, when you finish cleaning up, mopping the place a little bit, or cleaning the tables, and then they come dirty it up, you get a little annoyed, like, yo, what is this? You know what I'm saying? Because I know when I used to mop up the floor at the pizza shop, it was like when a person cut, like, let's say, for example, we're closing up. So, because that's the only time we really mop, when it's time to close, we mop up the floor. I'm mopping up, and then someone just walks in thinking, oh, I still open. Oh, I be hating that person with a passion. Like, cause look, I'm mopping. So I already mopped that area. It's clean now. I'm good. I'm
So you
like,
have
okay,
to go back and mop that
yes,
area.
because you know their footsteps is there. It looks a little bit dirty sometimes. You never know. You know what I mean? And that happened before. I looked at that guy. If looks could kill, that brother would be dead right now. I'm not even gonna lie. But I understand where you're coming from with that. That is true. Like, you just gotta look, like, do to others what you want done
That
to you or onto yourself.
You're right, something like
Something like that, yeah. Today my terms ain't working, but yeah, y'all get the picture of what I'm trying
Right.
to say.
Think about the other person always.
Always, yes, exactly. Like, if they did this to me, would I like it? But I think that's how, marriage, I think that's how you gotta think
In general.
in general on everything is, okay, if I do, okay, like, for example, if the wife was to yell at the husband, she knows she don't want to get yelled at. Why are you yelling at him? Or same, husband, you don't want to get yelled at. Why are you yelling at your wife? Or nagginess. You don't want to get nagged. Why? You know what I mean? So all of that, like a person who complains a lot. If the husband is always complaining, the wife is gonna hate
I
that
think
too.
that's what really
It's
helped me
vice
with a
versa.
lot of things. Like I would think like now that we're a little bit more into our marriage, I think now like if you do that to me, would I like it?
Exactly. And now it'll prevent you from doing something.
Yes, a lot of
A lot
things.
of things, exactly.
Sure. So maybe that's something to think about. That's
Yeah, I
something
think
to.
everybody should have that mentality. Going into marriage is like, okay, if she did this to me, well, like, before you act, like, always think, because I think people just do things not being fully aware. But like, sit down and really think of your actions before you do it. That's what marriage is. It's not like walking on eggshells, but it is kind of like paying attention to what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, leaving stuff around. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because I grew up, my mom, I grew up in a house, my mom, her biggest pet peeve was to take stuff and not put them back where you found it. I moved into my house and that is my biggest pet peeve. So, it kind of like translated, but it makes sense. If you take something, just put it back.
Yeah, but okay, yeah, that's true. But I would always say another thing that I would say that I've learned is like, don't always expect your partner to be like you.
Definitely not the
You know what I
beginning,
mean?
but that's why they set expectations at the
Nah,
beginning.
because you can't, because okay, it's a saying that a man shouldn't always try to fix a woman or something like that, because
No, but
she's like made out of the rib. If you
it's
try to fix her, you might break her,
right, but it's not
right?
that particularly is not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but what I'm
When I'm saying like put stuff back where you find it, just for safety reasons,
Yeah,
just for people
100%.
to know where the stuff are, right?
No,
For
100%.
example, if you take the sugar out the kitchen, don't come leave it in the bathroom.
Yeah,
But then when
that's
I need the
crazy.
sugar, I'm not gonna know where the sugar. You have a kid running around, he's gonna spill the sugar. Stuff like that. I'm not saying change everything, but simple things that make life easier for everybody in the house.
Okay, that's that. I respect that. That is true. That's you just hit some bars, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bars, yeah. Dap me up. Dap me up. Come on. Now with your feet, with your hands, lovely.
They don't see this
Oh yeah, I forgot. We're not hugging. We're not on live.
friend. I'm weak.
But yeah, no, that is true. But because I be feeling like some people do expect their husband to be a particular way. So when he's not exactly like that, they get upset. You know what I mean? You can't put those extra. Or same for the husband, he expects his wife to be like. For example, you'll hear someone say, "Oh, yo, like let's say for example, brothers, when we sit down, we chatting, right? And then one of the brothers, yo, my wife be doing this and that, that. And then he go home and he looking at his wife a little different, like, yo, how come I don't get no massage all night long? This guy gets massages. He
That's why you
ain't get.
shouldn't talk about your marriages with
Yeah,
people.
because it's like when you're saying that now he's,
Because
or same for the
what if
sisters.
his wife is giving him massages but she don't cook?
Exactly. That's a fact. Exactly. You don't know exactly
You
what's
don't
going
know
on
what's
behind
going on
closed
and
door.
they could glorify their marriage but you don't know.
Everybody always perceives the good. Nobody ever perceives the bad.
Right. Who's gonna sit down and talk about the bad? No one.
Yeah, you'd be stupid if you do,
Right.
but you know what I mean? I'm stuffing that, sorry. But you would not be the most smart person.
I mean, you'll be real if you talk about the bad.
No, but because in marriage, that's another thing. Secrecy
Right.
is very important
Yep.
that we learn, right? Like if you, me and you could be going through something or whatnot, I'm not gonna be telling people, oh, this is what happening. I'm gonna look
Right.
the regular be aggy, smile you
Especially
all
your
day.
parents, never ever
Yeah,
tell your parents.
because they'll get worried the most.
Right.
You
They
know what I mean?
protective over you.
And they'll obviously they'll keep thinking about it no matter what. Because the thing is, when you tell somebody about what's going on in your household, like not the like the obviously you could tell them the good. You shouldn't even that, but if you do, allow them about it. Even the good, you shouldn't, because some people get jealous and wish bad upon you. So you
Evil
just keep
eye.
it to yourself. But like if you're telling them the bad, now let's say for example, sisters, you go and you tell your friends, oh my God, yo, my husband, yo, he's mad annoying, like he yells at me, yada yada. Even if the brother changes, like let's say he yelled at you once and you told them that, oh, he yelled at me, they're never gonna see him in the light of a good guy now. They're gonna think, well, he yelled at her or he yells at her. Even though he probably did it once, they're gonna assume that's what he always do to you. Now, if he changes it, you be like, no, he's great. Good. No, he's not. He yells at you. So it's always gonna be in the back of their mind. You know what I
Right,
mean?
that's
So
true.
that's the problem with when you're telling people, you
That's
know.
true. Because even though you fell in love with your husband again, they haven't forgiven your husband again.
Exactly. So they're gonna keep thinking they just know the bad yagi. They don't know the good yagi.
That's
You
funny.
understand? So that's why it's good to
Just
keep it
keep
to
it to yourself.
yourself.
But what is you were saying that one thing you also learned was listening?
Yeah, listen more than you talk.
What do you mean by that?
Like when your wife is telling you a problem or what she like something that's bothering her, listen to it and try to
Take it in, right?
take it in pretty much. Not listening, just okay, I heard it. Like really actually listen. 'Cause
Actively listen.
there's different type of listening.
And don't just listen to respond.
Yeah, that's another thing, yeah.
Yeah,
Don't
because it's
listen to
easy to
respond.
just like listen to your spouse and go, but I didn't do this, but I did this, but you're wrong. Just take it in, and maybe you might not have a response then and there, but just consider everything they're saying. And if they had the time to tell you this, that means it actually did bother them.
Yeah, I feel like when they do say, oh, yo, yada, 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 this bad, like they telling you their problems, Make sure you let them know that you acknowledge it. Like, okay, I
Wow.
hear what you're saying. That's what I learned. You gotta let them know, okay, I hear what you're saying. Yada yada yada. Don't go with no buts. Just be direct with,
I
okay, I
understand
understand
you.
what you're saying. And pretty much phrase it. That will make that person feel good. Like, okay, he heard me. Oh, yeah, she heard me.
But it's one thing to actually listen and understand and then to implement.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
It's a work in progress,
It's a work
love.
in
It's
progress.
a work
Even
in
like
progress.
we're 2 years in the marriage, we're still implementing things that, you know, we set goals on to be better on. So
Yeah,
nothing
100%.
changes overnight,
Yeah, it's always a work in progress. That's the thing. As long as y'all keep moving
Working and
forward.
trying and reminding each other of those goals that you guys set, you'll be set. You'll be good.
Alhamdulillah, you be set good. You be great.
Right.
Yeah.
So another thing, I think this can be our last thing for today, and then, you know, we decide to do a part two, we can do a part two. But I was also watching this, Muslim,
Couple.
no, Muslim, she has an actual title, trauma therapist, something like that.
Okay.
And she was saying how appearance matters on both ends, like how you appear, like appearance wise.
Okay.
So
I get
maybe
what
you
you
can
mean.
go first. What is your take on that, appearance wise?
Obviously, brothers, you gotta look good for your wife, man. If you're not looking, because you know, let's say for example, before brothers got married, some of we look dripped out, yada yada, and then we get married, we let go of ourselves. No, brother. If anything, you should be shining bright now than before. That's he to myself, obviously, you know. Like if your wife says she likes this fit, brother, go buy. Like my cousin said to me, he said, yo, Miyagi, you used to not wear kufis. And then I think I told him, now they say I look good in it. He said, who told you? Was it your wife? I said, hell yeah. I said, yeah, brother. And he started dying. He said, I know you, bro. You get what I mean? So if she says something looks good on you or she likes you, like it when you wear this, brother, buy 10 pairs of those.
Well, she liked that cologne. Okay, so wear that
Buy 30
cologne.
colognes like that exact one. You get what
You
I
know,
mean?
but the thing. Okay, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but like, you know, always listen to what she likes. If she likes this on you, not saying anything haram. Like if she says, I like you with them chains, brother, no, chains is haram. Or I like you with them earrings, brother, those are haram. Lawi. But like
Men
anything
should
like,
not wear jewelry in Islam
like for example, she likes me in a
or
haftan, a
necklaces and
thobe.
stuff.
Brother, I got all the colors now. You
Mashallah,
know what I mean?
Barak, right.
I told her, I said, you like me in this?
Right,
Yeah.
it's not only about like things that you wear, like hygiene wise, you know. She says she likes waves. All right, get your wave stuff collected.
What are
Get
you
your
trying to say,
collection.
love?
I'm not trying to say nothing.
Do you like
Well,
waves?
actually, let me tell you
Do
something.
you like waves?
I don't have a problem with waves. I don't have a problem with a fresh cut. But this is the problem right now that we're facing. What we've been facing. Biagi is has been set since the first day he met me. I literally have a picture from the first day he met me in 2020 that he was going to get waves. We are now in 2024. Every time he shaves his head, he buys new wave stuff and be like, I'm starting again. We are 4 years into the marriage. I've yet to see one wave.
Don't do that.
I've yet to see one. Wait, hold on.
Okay.
Let me finish. I've yet to see one wave. He, as soon as he cuts his hair, he starts fresh. He comb his hair, put the lotions and stuff, and then, you know, put the do-rag on, and then he goes to sleep with the do-rag.
Yep.
Only for one night though. Just
Nah.
for one night.
Yo, why you blasting me out
Just
like
for one night.
that,
No, and then every time you spend your money on this stuff, I'll be like, babe, please save your money. Please save your money. You are not getting waves. Please save your money. You
man?
about to be 30. You're gonna start losing your hair anyways.
Damn, girl. That's what you're wishing upon me?
No, I'm definitely not. But like, if you were supposed to get waves, my brother,
I
the
did
time
have
has
waves. I'll
passed.
show you the
He had
videos.
waves one time.
Nah, nah, nah,
Even when we
nah,
were recording, bro, he showed me that one video. And then even like a couple of weeks ago, like 2024, a couple of weeks ago, he tried to pull out that same video and show me. I'm like, bro, I seen the video already. You have never shown me any other video.
Babe, first off, like I said, I could get waves, all right, if I really wanted to. And that's what I'm trying to say, brothers. So now I know she likes waves. Be ready. I'm about
To
to
be
see Yagi
honest,
with
what I like
waves.
for you is a fresh cut because your maintenance with the waist be a little bit too much. You ain't consistent and you won't kill me.
I'm about to be very
I'm good. Nah,
consistent.
I like actually what I prefer is a fresh cut. That's what I just prefer to be honest.
But I want waves.
That's what you want. That's the problem. You can't get it. So you keep trying to string me along.
You're
But
supposed to
child,
encourage me, like, yes, babe, you can do it.
babe, I've been, babe, we are in 20. Let me remind the listeners again. I've been encouraging you since
Okay, we
2020.
don't have to go
I've
back to
given
that.
up in
Okay,
2023.
lovely.
Okay, as long as you know.
Because you're gonna continue it. I
Get
already
me
heard
off
you.
that chain.
You
I
heard
do
my
not
feelings, love. You
acknowledge.
heard my feelings on live television.
But okay, back to the point. It's not only about what you wear, it's about hygiene. Why take care of yourself? Do your cut your nails. You know, that's even sooner to do it every 40 days, right? Right, cut your nails. Get your barber thing, you know?
Look good. Just
Right,
look
go to the
good.
dentist, take care of yourself,
100
man.
percent. Same, you know.
And I will say this for the sisters, like, though it's hard, like, you know, in the West, a lot of sisters work, not all, but some sisters work, so it's hard for you to, you know, present yourself nicely to for your husband. But you know what's help what like I'm in like a sisters group, and what helps a lot of sisters is that they set like a particular day out of the week, you know, and just make that day okay, you know, I just want to dress up, I want to do this, yada yada yada.
Yes,
You know,
sir.
but also take care of yourself, do your hair, just, take care of yourself, you know, because I remember the girl in the video was saying how, like, it's easy for men, like, even though it's the hardest thing for a man to do is to lower his gaze, right? That's what she was saying, because if what is halal for him in the house, it's not like, you know,
Popping.
right? I'm not gonna use that word, but you can use that word if you want. But what is halal for him in the house is not to his expectations or his needs. Even though he's trying his very hardest to lower his gaze, it will be very hard for him. What do you have to say about that?
No, that's true. Because if you coming home, your wife is in raggedy clothes all the time, you're gonna be like, bro, really? You know what I mean? But if she looks nice in a dress, I get to see, ooh, you know what I mean? Like, you could fantasize about it or whatnot. But yeah, that's right. I said it.
PG-13.
PG-13,
No,
but
wait,
I
but
mean, we talk
anyway,
about marriage, so you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so yeah, definitely her getting dressed up, it makes you feel good, pretty much. I'll be honest. Or it makes you smile, no matter what.
Right, so
Like, when I walk
we
in and I
do,
see you in your little basa or whatever, I smile because it looks
right.
good.
Whatever you
You
decide to
look
wear. We're
good.
not saying go wear a busa. We're not saying wear this, wear
Yeah,
that.
a
But you know,
dress, a
just
regular
dress
dress.
up, look nice. It don't have to be crazy. Just,
Yeah, even a basa. Yeah, regular dress, them sunny dresses, whatever. You look good. That's all we care about.
The
You
sunny
look
dress for me.
good.
Anyways, so we hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And tune in for more.
Inshallah.
I think it's a shorter episode than usual, but we hope you guys take some tips and let us know if you guys want part two. Hope this advice is useful. And as always, stay blessed. Make dua.
And then again, we apologize for the all over the place because I felt like I was all over the place.
I think it was actually okay, to be
You don't
honest. I
think
mean,
I
it's
was
a
all over the place?
conversation, it's a podcast, it's
There was
not
a thing
supposed
where
to
I
be
was saying
perfect.
one thing and then I found myself jumped up somewhere else. I'm like, how did I
Child.
get here?
You know what you got. You
No,
want me to tell?
baby, it's okay, baby. But yeah, so hope y'all enjoy and remember, brother. Your success is already written. Your risk is already written. So don't stress about it, right? Because Allah is the best of planners.
I don't know what that has to do with today's episode, but yes, yeah, a great reminder.
No, it's just I told you, every time we're going to just do a little reminder for some
Oh,
brothers.
yes.
It has nothing to do with today's episode. But just saying, like, you know, your risk is written.
Right.
So always try to find it in the way that will please Allah.
What is for you is for you. What is not for you
Exactly.
will not.
Like, no matter what, you was gonna make 10 million.
Right. So just do it
Now
in the
you
best
chose
way.
the path, whether you want to get it the right way or not the right way. So remember, brothers, you always have a choice to do it the good way or do it the bad way, and that's how you'll be judged.
Okay.
May Allah protect us all.
Amen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
Wa
barakatuh.
barakatuh.